The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Feel Good Friday is indeed here, and it seems like overall good news, like those fires downgraded. A lot of people stressed out, but please still be alert wherever you are. Watch out for any little spot fires or whatever. Just ring straight away and report them if you see them, because, yeah, it's good to do.
We'll try and keep you up to date as much as we can as well.
Throughout the show, no doubt. Still a Feel Good Friday, though, so the show will go on as usual. What's on for your weekend, Stephen?
Lots of moving. I'm going to the Jets tomorrow, which will
fantastic.
Be exciting. Yeah, like bits and bobs. Of course, we've got our work Chrissy do tonight, so I'm excited for that.
This is the talk of our little town, if you will, here at the Sandgate Bunker.
A little echo chamber.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if we can move over to Jared from the newsroom.
Good morning.
Question on everyone's lips. Stephen, you ask it. Come on.
Yeah, I've seen Crevo's RSVP. I know what mine is. Jared, will you be attending tonight?
I won't be, I'm afraid. It's my birthday weekend.
Oh, I mean, but also happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a bit gutted that, you know, there's people you'd rather spend your birthday weekend with. And Crevo. Oh, no, I'm sure you'll have a great weekend. What have you got planned then for your birthday weekend, Jared?
No plans yet, but... yeah, we'll see what happens.
No plans better than hanging out with you boys. That's what I hear.
Exactly.
No, it sounds like someone's caught wind of like some surprise planning, surprise parties, surprise events.
Maybe.
And you're like, got to make sure my calendar's
maybe
free.
Maybe the Christmas party is a surprise birthday for me.
I don't think so. At the same time, you never know is the answer to that. Well, so you'll be just like hanging around going, I am just doing nothing on my birthday.
I would be so surprised right now if someone did something.
Ah, good vibes.
That's a good way to plan it, I think.
What is the actual day that your birthday
Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday
Thank you in advance.
This is, of course, our last show of the year as well. We'll have our little Christmas show as well, which is going to be very exciting.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jared, these fires, let's talk about them.
They have been honestly insane. So the first one started about 3 p.m. yesterday at Abermain, and you saw around the winds were sort of starting to pick up at around that time.
Billowing, I would describe them as.
And this fire just sparked and it just flew. The amount of spot fires it sparked, the amount of... It just wouldn't stop. So there were three separate blazes burning at Abermain, and then the winds had actually merged them.
Wow.
So the firefighters had to call what they call a greater than 10th alarm, which is worse than emergency. They need every single available RFS truck in the area to come and assist. They were being assisted by about 6 waterbombing aircraft. It was really intense. And it just created that uncontrollable inferno once they merged with the winds, everything. Turned the job into a really tricky situation for them. And we've got reports of one local tyre business has been destroyed.
Very sad.
And at least one home. So,
awful news. Whenever like that personal property, you know, is damaged, the whole community feels for those people. Now, obviously, I guess looking forward, what is the situation at the moment? It seems like a lot of things down to advice.
So the Cessnock fire and the West Walls End fire both now down to advice, which is great news because of the changing conditions overnight. So we just spoke to Fireys before I came into the studio, and they said they're now feeling pretty confident about both of them. They're working to establish containment lines around them. But there is another 38 degree day tomorrow. So they're really trying to get on top of both of them before then.
Now, I did also like hear yesterday around issues about like the hospital out at Curry and the swim centre. Did they end up being able to protect those?
Yeah, if you have a look on Fires Near Me, you can actually see, and like it just goes to show like the fantastic work of the firefighters.
Yeah.
The box around Curry Hospital where it's actually burnt.
Oh, right.
So they've really done such a great job just keeping that fire at bay around the hospital. So kudos to them.
Indeed.
Mm. I guess as well, the pace at which that Abermain fire in particular got out of control is a reminder to everyone to have your plans sorted this summer. Like, you've got to make sure that you know what you're doing in case of emergency and that you got, like, your plans sorted, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, so you know when you're getting out and how to, you know, where you're going, all your safe spots, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and chat to your family, like, this is what we're going to do, you know, if this happens, this is the plan, just so that everyone's across it. And yeah, even if you've done it in the past, maybe revise it and just run through it with everyone in the family.
God, scary how quick it got out of control.
Really, really fast.
Less than an hour, it was emergency level. It was really quick.
Well, shout out to everyone that's been involved in the work around, you know, helping that, the fireys, and even the people that helped those fireys as well. Obviously, stellar job, and keep up the good work over these next few hot days. We appreciate what you do.
I want to talk about my Wednesday night game for Abysmal Abilities. I play five-a-side.
Sure.
It's like at Lake Mac Regional Football Facilities or something. It's Fizz Point there.
Is this like a feeder team for the Jets, is it? Or
not quite. Not quite that ability. But yeah, that's why, hence the name, Abysmal Ability by Name, Abysmal Ability by Nature.
Okay.
Just a Wednesday night, like, casual recreational team.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided to have a team bonding dinner before the game.
Oh, nice. Get everyone sort of vibing together, ready for the big game.
Well, some of our members have been away for a while, travelling, and we're getting up to that kind of like festive season as well, where people are going to be away for Christmas. So we thought, let's have an end of year dinner.
I like that.
So we went to Warners at the Bay on Wednesday night, where they do their burger night special, $15 burgers. So had a burger and chips, a few lemonades as well before the game, I must admit.
Yeah.
And then headed to the game feeling pretty bloated. It was a hot night. I thought, geez.
The burger bun swelling as you chat.
Brioche swelling. I thought, oh, I hope this is an easy night at the office. That was my, you know, I was praying in the car. Oh, God, I hope this is easy. Anyway, so we line up. We've done a little bit of a warm-up, no dramas. I go to shake my direct opponent's hand, the guy I'm going to be matching up against all night. And he's got this shirt on, which he's received for completing over 100 park runs at Lake Mac.
Oh, no.
So for those that don't know, like, park runs is this, like, I think it's run by Medibank or something like that.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a free community event where, like, every Saturday morning, there's various ones around Newcastle and the Hunter, but they all start about 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Highly motivated.
And you do a 5K run just for fun.
Just before your Saturday lunch.
Unbelievable. I mean, so I'm looking, I'm bloated, so full of beer and burgers. And I'm thinking, oh my God, looking across at this psychopath who runs every Saturday morning for fun. I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be an absolutely long night. And Crevo, it was a long night.
He had you gasping?
Oh, half time. Honestly, I was hunched over, hands on knees, gasping for air. I thought, there's another half a footy to go here. I'm in all kinds of drama.
And he's there just still jogging on the spot to keep warm.
Yeah,
that's
it. He's on the exercise bike, making sure his legs are still ticking over. I'm thinking, I am in all kinds of dramas. We go out for the second half, and this team just runs over the top of us. Just like, I think we were actually up at half time.
Yeah.
But the second half, how can you keep up with people who run for fun on a Saturday morning?
Like you said, absolute psychopaths. Good morning if you're listening, by the way.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, hampers, get your Christmas hampers. We've got them to go for your Feel Good Friday. If you want to get this sorted, of course, coming up to Christmas, 4967-4105 is the magic number to call. We're going to play three of a kind. So
yeah, that's it. Last time of the year as well. Now
it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
I know, bittersweet is what I'll say.
So these Christmas hampers, you get a couple of bowls of wine in there as well, which are always nice around the silly season. Plus, of course, you get yourself a Pudding Lane pudding worth over $90.
That's right. I think it's even over $91 if I'm looking at the catalogue right now. So if you want one of these fancy puddings and some wine, this is your chance.
Exactly. That magic number, 4967-4105. We're going to play three of a kind. If you've never heard it before, basically what we do here is we give you three items, and all you got to do is figure out the word or the theme that links these items together. Do it quicker than your Novacastrian opponent, and you win yourself some goodies.
All right. Do you want to do an example?
Yeah, here we go. So, Crevo, you can play.
Ah, yes.
I'll practice being quiz master.
Okay, I'm ready.
If I were to say to you, Pepperoni Hawaiian Supreme.
Crevo.
Go on.
Are they types of pizza?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, how good's that?
It is so simple, the easiest way to win, and it's only local winners here on New FM.
First of all, to Madawi, good morning, Sue. How are you?
I'm great, and how are you today?
Oh, never better. It's a feel-good Friday. Excited?
It is.
Excited to play three of a kind?
I am.
Yeah, very
That's
good.
That's what we love to hear. Up against you, though, trying to crush all your dreams, Sue, from Lambton is Sarah. Morning, Sarah. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Got much planned for your weekend?
I'm off to the carols, I think, this weekend. Oh,
very nice.
Tis the season, isn't it? That'll be lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully we can try and send you away with a Chrissy hamper as well. You both have to remember that your name is your buzzer. The scoring works first of two, best of three.
You've, of course, got to figure out what the pattern is between three things that Quizmaster Stephen gives you. Let's get ready for our first one.
Yeah, should we test the buzzers first?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so can you test your buzzer for us?
Sue.
Lovely. Sarah, you're next.
Oh, Sarah already did it.
Oh, don't jump the gun here, all right?
Good luck, Sarah.
No, you can,
sorry.
You can chime in whenever you know the answer. All right, here we go. First one. Best of luck, ladies. We've got for you Dasher, Prancer, Rudolph.
Sarah. Oh, Sue.
Oh, we have to go to Sarah, don't we?
I think we do have to go to Sarah, yep.
Reindeers.
Reindeers is correct. I knew that one, Sue. I know you do. It's all right.
You could hear the, I guess...
the cogs were turning.
Yeah, you can hear them turning.
All right, here we go. Next one. This is for all the chockeys, Sarah, Sue, to stay in the game. We've got koala, kangaroo, emu.
Sarah
was quickest again there.
Oh, shivers.
What do you think they are, Sarah?
She said Australian animals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, that's correct.
Does that mean we've got a winner on our hands?
We most certainly do, yes.
You know what, though? Today, because it is our last show of the year, I think we're going to give our runner-up a different prize. What are you thinking, Stephen?
You throw me under the bus here. How about we sort you with maybe a $50 for Singos?
That sounds good.
For your Chrissy spread.
Awesome. I can get a ham.
Well, you certainly
can. Everyone walks away a winner. Only local winners here on New FM. Congrats to both of you and a Merry Christmas to all.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Oh, and how about this, Stephen? This is something you can get up and about excited for tonight. The Thundermentals.
Yes, come on. This is what I'd flagged. This is what I want to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's talk about how good are they. I mean, have you ever seen them live before?
I have. They're phenomenal.
All right. So if you're wanting to see them, Shoal Bay Country Club, 7 o'clock tonight. This is an 18-plus event, though.
Their live rendition of I Miss You is phenomenal because they've got, like, the keys running right throughout it.
Lovely. Which is,
have you seen them live before?
I think I have. One festival. Unreal. Like, for me, Aussie hip-hop live is the best Aussie hip-hop.
Absolutely. And, like, also, I'm sure tonight at Shoal Bay Country Club, there'll be, like, the flashlights on the phone swaying for their, like, cover of Matt Corby's Brother.
Brilliant.
Put them on the map, really. I'm so excited for this.
Indeed. Also, tonight, if you're wanting something a little bit different to that, Denison Street, Hamilton, you got Selfies with Santa. Now, this is a bit of fun.
Free event?
I believe so, yes.
Oh,
so
lovely.
This is a good thing because obviously cost of Santa photos, as we have discussed on this show, some of them have gone up a little bit. But you can just get in there, grab a quick picky with Santa, use your own phone, no dramas, no stress, no fuss, no muss.
I love the marketing as well of Selfies with Santa. How times have changed.
I know.
It? You just go, quick, over at this camera. Boyden up it, you know, you got your little selfie stick out, no dramas.
Job done. If you're wanting something a little more, I guess, formal in the Santa photo area, head over to Stockland Green Hills. They've got them daily until Christmas Eve. So
oh, lovely.
If you want something, you know, get everyone in matching clothes and stuff, all that sort of gear, you can definitely do that. Also, how's this for Saturday, as in tomorrow night, Comedy Club, Newcastle Comedy Club, they've got their big show, 5 or 6 acts, which will be fantastic. That is 18 plus as well, below. 7 o'clock opening doors for a 7:30 show. If you want to laugh this time of year, everyone's in the festive mood, why not, right?
I feel like if you're going to a comedy show as well, you want it 18 plus, don't you?
Well, that's my personal taste.
So,
yeah, look, most of the comedy shows off the NAR, so that'll be good. A lot going on around with markets and stuff as well, so make sure you get out there, support those local vendors who are, you know, trying to make those, I guess, the last big sales for before Christmas.
And the other positive for that as well is if you've left your shopping to the last minute and, you know, you're worried about delivery getting here on time, you shop local, it's in your hand right there. You've got it, you can wrap it up, put it under the tree, bosh.
Yeah, the stress of that, oh, will it make it in time, is all gone when you're actually holding it, because that is the delivery. It's gone from their hand to yours. So get out there, support all the local, you know, vendors and stuff this weekend.
Plus, we'll have a bigger list of all the events kind of happening around Newcastle and the Hunter, newfm.com.au.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
And how's this, Crevo?
Yeah.
Summer has officially hit for me. The festive season has officially hit. I don't know if it, like, really kicked in until yesterday, arvo, but obviously yesterday was an absolute stinker.
Yeah.
So after work, I decided, you know what? I'm going to head down to that little cafe underneath Merriweather Surf House. Is it just called, like, Surf House Cafe or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, that is one of my favourite places on planet Earth.
We've been
I
there a few times. The Mexican they do there is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So anyway, I drove home quickly. I called my partner Siobhan on the way home, said, have bathers ready for me. We're going to go to baths. So I picked her up. We quickly drove. We had lunch at that cafe. Then we had a dip in Merriweather Baths straight after. Didn't even wait half an hour after eating.
Oh, right. you are absolutely outrageous. You're a wild boy, Stephen. A wild, wild boy.
And then after that, went home, turned on the telly, the first day of the, I guess, Australian summer of cricket, first day of the test, had a couple beers. I was like, this is summer.
This is living. Oh, my God. And how were the cramps from getting in the water less than half an hour after eating?
No cramps at all.
Are you kidding?
I wish I was, mate. I think we've been lied to.
Are you alluding to the fact that that may, in fact, not be true?
That's what I'm saying.
Big if true. Big if true indeed. Tonight is the New FM Christmas party.
Come on. Now,
we're all excited about this. There'll be a little bit of a bar tab, maybe, just a cheeky little one. It's we're going to have it at the Grand in the city, in the little underground section, which is going to be great.
Yep.
Always a good venue there. Just that. It's the one on Church Street there.
I know the one.
Right.
Everyone knows the one.
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, Christmas parties can, for some people, be a time where they have a bit of an oopsie-doopsie.
Yeah.
Injuries can happen, you know, on the dance floor, perhaps. Somebody, you know, gets a bit excited. They have a few drinks and they're having a great time and, oh, suddenly you've blown out an ankle or something like that.
I don't think you actually ever experience worse anxiety in your life than you do the day after the work Chrissy party. And by anxiety, I mean, of course, hangover anxiety.
Yeah.
You're feeling all kinds of sorry for yourself. An extra danger for you and I, Crevo, because it's the last day of the year.
That's right.
So, like, our hair is properly going to be let down.
Yeah, I'm undoing my hair ties as we speak now to reduce, you know, to release my long flowing locks at the back. Now, this is what I wanted to do here, because Chrissy parties are happening all over Newcastle, you know, every day pretty much from now till the end of the year. 4967 4105. What are your Christmas party mishap stories? Now, if you share a story with us, you're in the draw for $800 worth of toys, all thanks to Casey's Toys.
Yeah, Casey's Toys are offering the biggest selection of toys, games, and hobbies this Christmas. And $800 is a sleigh load of toys, isn't it?
It is.
Make the tree look so full this festive season.
And it's one of your last chances as well, because the big draw is happening today with Joel for your live and local drive home. So if you're wanting, if you've been listening to this thinking, oh, I must get in the draw, one of your last chances now.
Have you ever had a bit of a Christmas party mishap, Crevo?
Well, funny, not myself, but this lady I used to work with. Right, there was a mechanical bull at the party.
Oh no! Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know. Then she decided it would be a good idea to wear a GoPro while she rode it. Anyway, they've turned it up too high, and when she fell off, the GoPro like bumped into her head and put a big cut in it. Yeah.
Oh, disaster! How's this for one?
Yeah.
In my younger days,
yeah,
I remember getting a taxi home with the the big boss who had to like tuck me into bed.
Oh, no.
I was in all kinds of drums. Uh-oh. Knocked on the door. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I think your son's had a bit too much fun at the Chrissy party. Big boss tucked me into bed.
That is embarrassing.
Oh dear, I felt so bad the next day. So embarrassed.
Indeed. These are the sorts of stories we're after, big, small or otherwise. Your Christmas party mishaps for Newcastle and the Hunter. Let's go to Salamander Bay first. Luke, what's your story?
All right. I may have had one or two too many Sambucas at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And when my wife put me to bed because I was in a great state, I later on that night woke up and spewed all in the bed and over her.
Oh, dear. In the doghouse.
Oh, dear. Indeed. I mean, that is the way to a woman's heart, isn't it?
I've always said that. All right, let's go to Cardiff next morning. Katie, what's your Christmas party mishap?
I'm pretty sure I was the goal for everybody at work to get me legless and mission accomplished. It was my first time and experience with jelly shots. Getting a bus to take us all from my boss's house to a venue for dinner, and I ended up passed out at my boss's place and my parents had to come and pick me up.
Oh, no.
What an absolute disaster. You didn't even make it to the dinner venue.
Well, you famously need the dinner to line your stomach.
It should be the other way. Around,
yeah, you've done this wrong, Katie.
Indeed. All right, next we head to Maitland. Elizabeth, what's your story?
Hi. So I work for quite a fancy organisation. Yeah. And last year we had a sit-down dinner.
Ooh.
So round tables, centrepieces and beautiful bottles of wine.
La-di-da.
A little bit hot.
Yeah.
Yes, a little bit hot. So not many of the bottles of wine got drank. However, one man decided that at the end of the night, he would kind of inconspicuously collect all of the unopened bottles and load them into his boot.
Yeah.
Doggy bag.
And was busted by the CEO and was let go at the Christmas party.
What, there on the spot?
On the spot, let go. Apparently he had 26 bottles.
Oh, well, that is
a fair amount of alcohol.
You know
it?
What? That is taking the mick. Like, if you go one sneaky one for me,
I think
people would have gone, that's fine. But when you go on a couple of cases, it's an absolute no, isn't it?
It was an effort. I don't know how long it would have taken him to sneakily take a few bottles at a time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, Crevo, you and I have to be real careful. You know, we'll have to make sure we steal stuff a bit more sneakily.
Maybe only 25 bottles of wine.
We might get away with it. Congratulations for sharing your story, Liz. Of course, you're in the draw for the Casey's Toys giveaway. They're offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas, being drawn this afternoon. So best of luck.
You're in the draw.
Thank you. We're the biggest fans of Casey's Toys, my little boys.
Oh, well. Good luck indeed. Imagine that 800 just running around there.
Plenty more chances to get in the draw as well on the station with only local winners here, 105.3 New FM.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
Oh, here we go. Last time
of the year.
If you haven't heard how this works, basically we give you three article titles, headlines, that are those sort of clickbait ones. You know, the ones that draw you in. You go, I do need to find out what that is. Of course, it's two truths and a lie, essentially. Two will be real articles. I mean, real is tough to swallow sometimes. One will be a fake one. Today, Quizmaster Stephen will have made up. Your job to figure that out. Which one is the fake? If you can do that, you get yourself $50 to spend at Singo's. How good, right?
And it's a voucher as well, so it doesn't matter how you do your Chrissy spread.
Mm.
It'll get you sorted.
Oh, they got some great food there at Singo's.
Are they doing like ham or roast or whatever?
Mm.
Get it sorted, and Christmas lunch will be a little bit extra luxe this year.
That's it. All right, so if you want to play 4967-4105, all you got to do, basically two truths and a lie. Which is the fake article, the fake news article? If you can pick that out, the $50 to spend at Singo's is all yours. On my team this morning is Abby from Metford. Good morning, Abby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Now, do you usually consider yourself good at sort of sniffing out the untruths of the world?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, nice. Well, that is the skill you, in fact, need this morning. Stephen, take us away with these three articles. Remember, your job is to find out the fake one. I'll help you along the way, okay?
All right, best of luck to the two of you. Article number one.
Elon Musk delves into the cosmetic world with a new cologne, and it might just be the perfect stocking stuffer for 2023. Okay, that's article number one.
Okay.
Article number two. Doritos launches a nacho cheese flavored liqueur that smells and tastes just like the real thing.
Ooh, okay.
And article number three. A man blew up his house while trying to kill a single cockroach with way too much insecticide, police say.
Okay, so we've got Elon's Musk,
yes,
Doritos drink, or the cockroach killer. These are the three that we've got. I guess the first step here, Abby, is to try and get it down to a 50-50. So which one feels the most real, the most plausible?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think Elon's getting a perfume?
I feel like the Elon Musk perfume could be correct.
Okay, so we'll say that's a we'll get that as a truth. We'll say that true. So that leaves us with, is Doritos making a drink, or is a guy blowing up his house trying to kill a cockroach? Are you afraid of cockroaches, Abby? Or are you all right with them?
I'm not terrified of cockroaches. I could deal with them.
Mm, but there's some people who are, isn't there? Like,
you are, Crevo.
Yeah, I've a bit of a phobia of them, but I don't know if I'd use so much like spray and blow up a house. It feels also Doritos, they are known for like those weird sort of pranks and stuff. Remember those coriander Doritos and stuff?
Yeah, I feel like the Doritos thing could be real.
Okay.
So maybe it's the man that blew up his house is not real.
Okay, so we're locking that in. The cockroach killer, is that in fact the fake article, Stephen? Oh,
unfortunately not.
Oh, he's done us in.
I'm so sorry.
Damn.
That was a real article, as was the Dorito liqueur. Elon Musk getting a new perfume or a new cologne. That's the one I made up.
Oh, damn it. Unlucky. Better luck next time, I guess. Well, there you go. Stephen has bested us. Abby, you've been done in. Now, you and I have talked a bit about this Facebook group locally around Newcastle and the Hunter called Let's Talk Food.
If you're not in it, get in it right now. PSA.
Yeah, if you love, and it's not just fancy food, it's all food. Like, people, if you have a great schnitzel at your local pub, they're writing about it, right? So, on there, what I've seen is this restaurant called Peg's Cafe. Now, Peg's Cafe, from my understanding, the first time I've seen this in Newcastle, this dish, this Italian dish, where they get pasta and they twirl it inside a big wheel of cheese. I think it's called a cacio pepe, which is
right.
Like basically a cheese pepper sauce, right?
Okay.
You've seen it on telly. Well, I have anyway.
Yeah,
if you watch
yeah.
a bit of SBS Food or whatever, this massive wheel of cheese. They cut the rind off the top, and then they put your serving of pasta nice and hot in the wheel of cheese, twist it round, and then all the cheese like gathers and glues to the pasta, and then that's your dish, straight into the dish in front of you at the table.
So is it like almost like cob loaf style,
sort of,
with like a cheese outer instead of a bread outer?
Yeah, you don't get that wheel of cheese.
Right, okay. That's just how they serve it.
Yeah, they just twirl the hot pasta in it so it all sticks to it, and then that's on your plate.
Oh, that's cool.
Drool worthy, right? Now, of course, that's the very traditional Italian way of doing things,
mm-hmm.
all well and good. However, I thought maybe we could use said wheel of cheese and Newcastle it up a bit, right? So maybe get some other iconic Newcastle foods and dip them in the wheel of cheese.
Right, okay. So I'm with you.
Cheesier versions, and it's a beautiful Italian cheese, you know, in a big wheel from Italy, that sort of thing.
All right, I love it. All right, what have you got to start? Should we get the ball rolling?
Yeah, all right. I thought this, if we could kick things off with, if we can get some chips from Cappadocia.
Oh, yeah.
In the fancy wheel of cheese, running them around in there. They're so crispy. There's something about them, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a great one. I think another one we could do is I love, maybe one of the Italian restaurants in Newey could jump on board with this as well, like a Bella Italia or a Rosina's or something like that. I love a bit of cheese in my minestrone soup.
Oh,
so I think
good.
If you just served it in there and then poured it all out, you'd have like the cheesiest soup ever. How good's that?
That sounds like an 11 out of 10. How about this as well? Imagine this, the schnitzel from the Stag and Hunter, right, comes out piping hot out of the fryer, like sort of maybe chopped up into bits, and then runs through the wheel of cheese. It's like a big cheesy mess, like your ultimate Parmigiana, better in every way.
That's cool. Another thing they could do as well, perhaps, is they could get like, you know, when you were younger, you used to have like bread soldiers that you dip in your egg.
Yeah.
Do that, but with like a bunch of veggies and fruit and stuff. Oh, that sounds disguise good. It for the kids.
Yeah.
And then bring them out in like midweek.
Brilliant.
Get a serve of, you know, 2 and 5. Well, and they get to dip it in cheese.
Imagine that. Speaking of bread, we get some of that, the amazing bread from like Baked Uprising. Have you had that?
Yes, oh, yes, yes.
11 out of 10 once again.
Last one, I think, okay, which could be cool, is if you go on the little secret menu. We've talked about this in the past. Mm. For Nui Fried Chicken, we've just moved to Broadmeadow there next to Subway. They've got that hot honey mac and cheese sando, which is like in their little secret menu.
Stop it.
If you use like that little cheese wheel to get your like little dip in.
Oh, my God.
You have like the cheesiest hot honey mac and cheese sando ever.
I'm not even ready for that level of deliciousness. Strap it in Newcastle. It's going to be good.
And the kiddies are kicking off the school holidays today, I suppose.
Huge, right? Everyone excited.
Oh, there's a buzz around town. And while it is going to mean more freedom and more time to do bits and bobs and all the fun activities, it also means with the kids being at home longer, they'll be under the watchful eye of Santa's Christmas elves for longer as well.
That's right. The elves on the shelves are watching.
They are always watching. And I've seen this kind of all over my social media feed at the moment. Mm. And what's captivated me is not so much the frequency of which they've been sighted, but kind of the way in which they've been sighted. Because some of these elves get themselves in the sneakiest, craziest little places.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, during the night, they sneak off, I'm guessing, and there they are, suddenly in a magical spot. How have they done that?
And parents beware as well, because I have seen some pictures floating on the internet of these elves getting into, like, mum and dad's top shelf liquor.
Jeez, that's...
I don't know how that's happened. You know, the bottle was half full the night before, and then all of a sudden empty in the morning.
That is very sneaky. Those elves, you got to keep an eye out.
You most certainly do. But this is what I thought we'd do. Open up the phones, 4967-4105. Where is the craziest place, the silliest place that you've seen the elf?
That's right. Maybe it's in your house. Maybe it's at, you know, your kid's house or that sort of thing.
What this can serve for as well is a bit of a helpful tip for other families as well who maybe are struggling to find their elf at the moment.
Yeah.
And go, oh, we'll try that spot that, you know, whoever Melissa from Merriweather said.
That's
right.
Maybe it's been spotted, say, in the pantry with a, you know, a handful of chips or something like that.
So let's get the festive season into gear. 4967-4105. Where is the silliest place, the craziest place, the wackiest place the elves have got to, you know, this year or years past?
Yeah, at your place. All right. Of course, up for grabs, you get in the draw for the $800 voucher for Casey's Toys. Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games, and hobbies this Christmas. All you got to do to get in the draw for that is share. Where's the craziest place the elf has ended up at your house this year? Let's start off in Karua. Good morning, Hannah. Hannah, where did you see or spot the elf?
In the Christmas tree, opening up the presents.
Oh, cheeky, cheeky elf.
You kidding me?
No, I am definitely not. So each kid got a present early.
Wow. Because what the... So was it one of the kids' presents that was unfortunately being attacked by the elf?
It definitely was.
And a quick question. Do you think, obviously, you know, the elves sometimes respond to when the kids are being naughty or nice. Were they being quite good at recently?
Oh, yes, they were, because he just came back because he'd already taken the PlayStation and the iPad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
So he returned with a present.
Yeah. Well, they kept return with an early present. There you go. Well, sometimes maybe they're not so cheeky.
Yeah,
rule with an iron fist. Harsh but fair, these Christmas elves are.
They certainly are. All right, next we head to Rutherford. Trish, where have you spotted the elf?
We're in the bathroom and in the bedroom. Yes.
What was it doing in the bathroom? Having a bath?
Probably, yeah.
Right. Well,
they need to wash as well.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Been very hot the weather recently, so they're probably getting a bit sweaty, and you know they got to clean off, if you will.
Well, fair enough, I suppose.
Fair's fair.
All right, we head to Madawi next. Morning, Summer. Where have you seen these cheeky elves knocking about?
these cheeky elves were in my fireplace and they actually got stuck in the chimney.
Oh, wow. Must be a very tight chimney or a big elf, I suppose.
We've got two elves at our house and they both got stuck in the chimney.
Two elves, double trouble. That's what I always say. Now, was somebody able to free them in the end?
My poor husband was covered in soot, but yes, he did free them.
Oh, lucky. And then, you know, no doubt during the next night they ended up somewhere else cheeky. Who knows how?
Yeah, they wouldn't have been thankful. They would have gone straight back to their mischievous ways, I reckon, these elves.
They are very mischievous indeed.
Well, a bit of a PSA, I suppose. Be on the lookout, be alert for these cheeky Santa elves around this Christmas period, because you never know where they might pop up.
Oh, let's go!
Spoil the kids this Christmas with Casey's Toys, Maitland, Charlestown and Tuggerah, or online at caseystoys.com.au.
Win $800 to spend in store with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Are you on Santa's nice list, I wonder?
All right, don't call yet. Okay, you can call now. 4967-4105. We're doing another blitz. If you haven't gotten in the draw yet and you've been thinking, oh my God, soon, I'll just keep putting it off or keep missing out, this is your chance. Call up now, 4967-4105. We're going to get as many people in the draw as we can in as short a time as possible.
And run, don't walk, because it is being drawn this afternoon with your 100% live and local drive home with Joel. So, I mean, these might be some of your last chances to get in the draw for a sleigh load of toys. $800 worth, in fact, thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys.
Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. The draw this afternoon. All right, here's your chance, if you will. 4967-4105. Call up now. First of all, let's go to Macquarie Hills. Mary, you're in the draw. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good luck is what I'll say.
Everything crossed. Fingers, toes, you name it.
Yeah, if you can cross it, cross it. To Lara next. Joan, congratulations. You're in the draw.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good luck and Merry Christmas.
Oh, the excitement is palpable. Let's go next to Ellie Barner. Morning, Amy. You're in the draw. Well done.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you.
How many are you trying to buy for this year? You got a lot?
I do, yes, unfortunately. So I would love it.
Fingers crossed we can give you a bit of relief come this festive season. Like we said, the draw for $800 worth of toys, thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys, happening this afternoon with your 100% live and local drive home.
There, Joel, that's right. And one more. Let's do one more. All right. To Fletcher, Cecilia, well done. You're in the draw.
That's amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
You're very welcome. You know, you hear all those suburbs around Newcastle and you think, yes, New FM, it's only local winners. Somebody is going to be taking that home.
Like we said, it's a feel-good Friday and you will be feeling very good if you can win this with your 100% live and local drive home. Joel is drawing it this afternoon.
That's right. Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas.
The Novos. What's the
goss? New FM. All right, some positive news to kick off What's the Goss for your Feel Good Friday. Bit of an update on Jimmy Barnes. So for those that have maybe not been following this story, a bit of a recap. Mid-morning Wednesday, Jimmy Barnes posted to his socials a pretty grim post, which to paraphrase read like this. Despite everyone's best efforts, the bacterial infection I've been battling has spread to my heart. I'll be getting open heart surgery over the next few hours to clear this out and put in a new valve. Went on to apologise for the inconvenience of all the shows you'll miss. Least of our worries, Jimmy. Honestly,
yeah,
absolutely.
We just want you to pull through this Christmas.
Exactly. So yesterday we learned of his surgery success. So Jane Barnes, which is Jimmy Barnes' wife, shared some photos of her and Jimmy smiling with the caption, "I'm happy to let you know our Jimmy has made it through surgery and he's recovering in ICU.
Oof.
Today, more updates again from his wife, Jane. Here to update you about our Jimmy. Good progress today in ICU. Some massive tubes have come out and the first physio visit. Clearing lungs and deep breathing. We know he's good at that. Our family thanks each and every one of you for well wishes. Every single one counts, so please keep them coming."
Oh, my God. This is good news to hear, because a lot of people obviously have been worrying about this whole situation.
Oh, absolutely. Right? I mean, whether you love or you dislike Jimmy's music, you can't question the impact it's had on so many homes around Australia.
Yeah, everyone knows who he is for a start, right?
And even if you dislike him as an artist, no one dislikes him as a person.
No.
He is time and time again proved himself, especially in like the later years of his career, to be doing the right thing and doing the generous thing and helping out where he can.
Yeah, and his whole family's so nice. Everything about him, what a legend.
So it sounds like he's up and moving anyway. He's breathing without assistance, all that kind of stuff. So looks like, fingers crossed, he'll be having, you know, a few tinnies on Christmas Day, with any luck.
Fingers crossed.
In other news, Oprah Winfrey is in hot water.
Uh-oh.
Name I haven't heard in a while. The star, obviously famous for her super successful talk show, has caused some controversy by recently opening up to the fact that she's been taking weight management drugs.
Oh, this is this Ozempic stuff, isn't it?
Ozempic, exactly. So here's a quote from her. The fact that there's a medically approved prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like a relief. Like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind and once again be ridiculed for. Now, I don't think there's any issue with this at all, you know?
Neither do I.
Not only is she shedding the pounds, but she's shedding the shame. The controversy comes, though, people are labelling her as a hypocrite because she's a paid ambassador for Weight Watchers.
Oh.
So people online are not very happy. Here's like one quote from online, yeah. One tweet. Oprah is now using weight loss medication. So Weight Watchers didn't help Oprah after all? Question mark.
This is interesting.
Yeah, another one's, what I don't like about Oprah is she's clearly using those Ozempic shots, yet she's still pushing Weight Watchers.
So this is an interesting update to that as well. I believe it was Weight Watchers, and don't quote me on this, but I remember reading something that they've basically said in the future they will be, you know, part of like the pharmacy behind this. So
really?
Selling those, not Ozempic specifically, but those types of drugs, they're actually saying, yeah, this is part of our future.
Well, I was going to mention, without knowing even those facts, that health is part of like balanced journey, right? And probably, you know, taking these prescriptions in conjunction with a healthy diet is probably like a two-pronged attack to get you to your weight loss goals.
Brilliant. Whatever works, right, as long as it's healthy for the long term.
That's it. The health has got to be the number one priority. But, yeah, people are a bit upset. They feel like Oprah's been lying to them and is such a trusted figure for so many years.
Mm.
I guess there's a couple of people who are a little bit hurt by the situation.
Indeed. Well, all I can say is if she's getting healthy and is at least clear about it, that's at least a good path forward.
I agree. All for the best, I think.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage, and it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets.
Hey, is this Michelle from Merriweather?
Yes, speaking.
Good morning, Michelle. This is Stephen from UFM. I'm joined by Crevo.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Yes, good, thank you.
We're just calling regarding, I'm not sure if you might remember, you put in an application to perhaps get a couple tickets to UFM's best seat in the house for the Jets.
I did indeed.
Now, we've got a couple spots vacant, I suppose, and by that I mean the whole best seats in the house available tomorrow night's game against Perth Glory. Michelle, we're going to send you and the family. Well done.
That is amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Who do you think in the house will be the most excited?
I think it'll be my son. He's an avid soccer fan.
Well, what a way to start the school holidays. Kick it off to an absolute flyer. Well done, Michelle.
Thank you so much. That's
congratulations
amazing.
And enjoy the best seats in the house.
And, of course, if you want to be there for future games, you can register at newfm.com.au. Crevo, I've made it pretty clear that I am moving, unfortunately, from the Charlestown Castle.
Your time there is over.
It is. My reign is done, if you will. Yep. So I'm in the midst of packing up all my bits and bobs, you know, making sure our house is basically a mine full of boxes at the moment.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it's like moving.
Oh,
it is a
punish.
Mess. You can't find anything when you need it. And, oh, I don't know. It's a nightmare. Anyway, in and amongst all that, we are selling a lot of our furniture as well because we're moving in with my partner Siobhan's auntie and uncle. So
it's furnished.
Already furnished. So I can sell a lot of my furniture. So I've started listing a lot of this stuff on like Marketplace, Gumtree, etc. And honestly, I am so surprised at the amount, the pure volume of people who are just trying to scam you.
Yeah.
And as someone who, like, grew up in the social media generation, I suppose.
Sure.
Like, I've known this my whole life, grown up with it. I didn't think I'd be quite so susceptible to it.
Well, you're from... The other thing you got to remember is, because you're from, like, a smaller country town over west in Perth...
More trusting people,
that's right. Everyone's, you know, there's just... Everyone's so happy-go-lucky, lackadaisical.
Well, my partner, Siobhan, has got a much better, I guess, radar
to sniff out all these
scams. Scammed, yeah.
Whereas I'm like spending all my time, you know, oh, they ask you a little question, innocuous question, which makes you think they're legit. Oh, can you measure the size of the bed or something like that? I'll get out the measuring tape, measure it all up. Sean will be like, what are you doing that for?
Yeah.
But like, I need to tell them the dimensions. She'll go, it's a scam, Stephen. It's a scam.
She can tell. She can sniff it out.
And, like, I feel like I've come to you, Crevo, in need of help. Because you are someone, through your business, through your shop, who spends a lot of time on these sites, on Marketplace, etc. I need some tips to help get me through this, I guess, pretty turbulent period at the moment.
Okay, I'm going to give you some quick Marketplace tips here. And this applies to anyone who's selling a few things for gets money for Christmas or whatever.
Or maybe you've got a present that, you know, you're after Chrissy you want to try and sell.
Offload. Yeah. It stinks because it's from that family member you don't like. All right, here's my top tips. First one, if anyone asks for your pay ID... That is, and they want like some relative to pick it up, auntie, uncle, cousin, whatever.
Yeah.
Almost certainly a scam. Pay ID is a warning signal you should watch out for.
Right, okay. What can they like retract the money on pay ID or something?
Something along those lines. Or get like a charge back or something. So always watch out for that. Pay ID is the one that stinks. Next one, this is a tip for if you're buying more than selling. Mm. Get negotiation done before you show up. Don't show up and be like, oh, actually, can I have it for less? Because you annoy the seller. They might not sell it to you or they kick you out. You wasted everyone's time.
Right, okay.
There's a top tip. The next one is, this is more from the selling perspective, so from your perspective. If you want to find out if someone's serious, get them to give you their phone number, right?
Right.
And then you phone them on the, like, an hour before or the day before they're coming or the morning of. And just be like, just checking you're still coming at this time. If you can get that voice-to-voice chat, you're much, much higher chance of a legitimate person actually showing up.
Interesting. The one that's, like, really surprised me of that list is the one when you're buying to negotiate beforehand. Do you not, like, go to the... Like, because you haven't seen the item before, you're not going there looking for a couple scratches or something as bargaining tool to try and negotiate?
No, I think try and get the like, feel out the price beforehand, because then some people actually don't want to negotiate and you don't want to waste everyone's time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they get there and then they'll just be cross and you leave with nothing. So if you can get that little...
You've wasted your fuel as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Price of petrol at the moment has dropped a little bit. Still expensive though, right? So, you know, get that done beforehand and I reckon you'll come out ahead.
Oh, fingers crossed. I just want this over and done with. What a punish.
We are pretty much done for today.
And for the year.
Oh my
God. If you don't mind. What a year it's been.
I know. Fantastic. This is our last show for now.
Yes.
Christmas morning. We will be back for a little special Christmas show, which we're both looking forward to.
And then we're off again. I'm back Monday the 15th, I think.
Yep. And then I'm back whatever the Monday after that is.
22nd it would be there.
There you go. 22nd. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year next year. There's already so many things in the works, so many things in the planning. It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks to everyone as well who stuck by us this year.
Thanks for listening. We really
and
appreciate
it. And your stories.
It.
Makes the more you talk, the less we have to. Which makes our job a whole lot easier.
Sure does. And we do live for those stories. You know, we remember them and they are such an important part of the fabric of the show.
Now, don't forget as well, today your last chance is to get in the draw for this Casey's Toys giveaway. So it's going to be drawn with your 100% live and local drive home with Joel. So a couple more chances throughout your work day, I believe. And I think Joel might chuck a couple last minute entries before the draw this afternoon.
It is crucial you keep New FM on at all times if you're wanting to get into that draw. You're listening out for that Santa, you know, when he's there.
Other than that, have a great Feel Good Friday. Have a great Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
All the best. Make sure you get to the Jets tomorrow night. Yeah. I'll be there as
well. Teddy bear toss. You can see Stephen. Will you? Oh, you'll be, maybe not. You're not doing the stretcher bearing this summer, are you?
No, but I'll be tossing a teddy. Don't you worry about that.
There we go. Get involved. Have a great Friday, everyone. And we'll see you when we see you.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.